Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
94 WIP. On a Saturday morning, the Eagles tomorrow in Indianapolis. I'll be taking off from the Borgata, heading to catch the plane to Indy. Boy, I'm so happy. I don't like dome stadiums, but I'm so happy it's a dome stadium this week after that Monday night. The NFL just loves those night games. Wintertime. Why don't they schedule just in Buffalo, schedule in November and December, schedule every game as a night game, Monday or Sunday, in Buffalo, just to have those fans freeze their rear ends off. Now they're not playing in Buffalo this week because, and anybody that thinks that they should is an idiot. You can't play with 4 feet of snow. I mean, it's ridiculous. The safety hazards, it's just absolutely ridiculous. You wouldn't have enough. It's still snowing. You can't clear the field. It's a joke to think that you could play in that stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone. David, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
First, want to talk about Fletcher Cox, and I think John Ritchie really tore into him a little more than I had. I saw on one of the goal line stands, it clearly looked like he had the running back at the 1 yard line and failed to take him to the ground, allowed him to fall into the end zone. Ritchie really beat him up for taking off plays, turning his body around, and I think when the guy that's supposed to be the best on your defensive line isn't playing up the par, the rest of the line suffers. And I don't know. Maybe he's just at the end of his line here, the end of the road.
You know, he may have been at the end of the road before he came into this season. You know, the Eagles, nobody else wanted to give him a contract. You know, you thought you gave him the benefit of the doubt that he still had juice left in the tank. But obviously, after played well enough early, hasn't played well enough. It happens. Those things happen. And it's just, so the Eagles went out and tried to compensate for the lack of his play and the play of maybe, I don't know who else I can identify. Hargrave has gotten sacks. He's played well enough. Brandon Graham. I mean, you can't go after Robert Quinn because they're pass rushers. Josh Sweat.
I'm thrilled with Sweat. Reddick's been fantastic. I think he gives you 100% every play.
Yep.
That's what we're looking for.
Well, maybe Fletcher Cox is giving you 100%, but 100% isn't good enough anymore.
That could be the case.
Yeah, and maybe it's just not good enough anymore. So, but that's one of the issues. They just got to – they can't make mistakes. Nobody can make mistakes and win. Look at what Buffalo. Buffalo's a better team than Minnesota. Minnesota got lucky. And then when Josh Allen fumbles on the 1 yard line and it turns into a touchdown that wins the game, that's mind boggling. And to lose a game
great.
Like that is mind boggling. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's not
demoralizing.
Yeah. And not good. Yeah. So, all right. So what's your worst officiated call?
I think I have to go to the world of boxing and pick a fight that went the wrong way. Maybe Marvin Hagler and Watts.
Well, yeah, but here's what I'm going to say with that. You know, that's a judge. That's judgment by three guys that
you
score.
Want a ball that was a strike. I get it. That's just kind of what I came up with.
Okay. See, there's nothing else. You got nothing else.
Nah, I'll leave it for somebody else. That was
okay.
My guess. You have a wonderful day, Howard. Thanks again for taking my call.
All right, have a great weekend and have a happy Thanksgiving. We won't talk to you till after Thanksgiving. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for putting me on.
No problem, Bill.
Oh, Yeah, I'm not overly concerned about the Eagles right now.
Well, they play bad, but
they play bad. Teams go in shifts like that during the season. You hopefully you iron that out by the time the playoffs come. So, it's good that they address the defense needs. Although, I don't like Ndamukong Suh because he's a dirty player.
Or at least he was, but he's playing for you. Anymore. What was John Runyon? Did you like John Runyon? He might have been one of the dirtiest players in the NFL in the last 30 years. You liked him, though, didn't you? You liked him, though, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true. I guess so.
But okay,
He didn't get caught.
Yeah. Well, back then they were more lenient with those things.
Yeah.
If he was the guy doing it now, he would be fined multiple times, I'm sure. How about him? He's the guy that is part of the process of fining players. Isn't that beautiful? I like John, too. John's a good guy. But, you can't identify a guy. You'll like him if he makes plays now that he's here. You'll like him if he makes plays. He hasn't played since last year.
If he makes plays, yeah. I don't know if this was just a message to Fletcher Cox.
It's a message to everybody. It's a message to everybody. You got to play better. There's not – after the trade deadline, there's not many players out there. And when you get guys out of retirement – or I guess they haven't officially declared they're retired. Maybe they were just waiting for something. And I don't know why Sue didn't re-sign with Tampa. I don't understand that, if he felt he could still play. But the Eagles obviously talked him into it. They built some things into his contract. I don't know what they are, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's bonuses, depending on how far they go. And he doesn't need the money, but maybe he wants to. I don't think he's ever won a Super Bowl. I don't think so. Oh, he has? Oh, he won it with Tampa. That's right. He won it with Tampa.
So. Okay. Well, let's hope it works. I hope that Jordan Davis comes back sooner, but we'll see.
Big guy. Yeah, I still kind of target 3 weeks, but who knows? All right, what's your worst officiated call, Bill? Four major
playoff sports. Playoff game between New Orleans. I guess it was the NFC Championship, New Orleans and the Rams. The year after the Eagles.
Yeah, the missed pass interference.
Yeah.
That changed the dynamics of the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really did change the dynamics of the game. And is that the year that the Rams won the Super Bowl? Yeah, I think that's...
No, they lost. The Super Bowl.
It was the year that they won the Super Bowl. So that helped them get to the Super Bowl.
No.
Well, Kyle.
The Rams lost to New England that year.
Oh, okay. The Rams lost. They went to the Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
They still went there. All right. You're in the mix there, Bill. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Have a great day. Let's go to Todd. Todd, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning on this fine, cold morning.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see if you knew the severity of Dallas Goedert's shoulder injury and if he would be able to come back once he's eligible to come off IR.
He was the other day in the locker room, there was a few guys talking to him and I was there in the discussion, and he thought, he doesn't know at this point, but he thought he'd be better. He had a sling on his arm, but he really wasn't using it. So I believe it was his left arm. For the shoulder, but he thinks he can, but again, he's not a doctor, and you got to see how it heals. I think it's hope as much as the belief that he can come back, but he thought he could. Apparently, it doesn't feel that bad, but whatever it is, it's got to heal, because the way he plays, it's a physical position. You don't want him getting hurt into the end of the year. Injuries are not good, but everybody has injuries. You got to deal with them. You've got to deal with them.
Right, yeah. My concern was, it looked like after that play, he was holding his knee. So I was surprised it was his shoulder that ended up being hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I try to watch and see what's going on. I forget what he was holding, but it was obviously, what they were checking him for, it wasn't his knee. Because there's a video screen on the sidelines for the trainer and the doctors to check and see how severe it was, whether it could possibly have been a concussion, you know, those kind of things. You know, I see them looking at it, but I don't look at it because, you know, that's their responsibility. But I saw them checking it. But it was clear when I saw the replays up on the board that he first came down, and he said that the other day, first came down on his shoulder. You know, when you're yanking, you're not thinking about the way you're coming down when the guy's yanking you down by the face mask. So that changes the whole dynamic, too.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's your worst officiated call?
It would probably be the non-offside call by Leon Stickle with the Flyers and the Islanders in the 1980 Cup Finals.
Yeah, was that the Cup Finals or was that the semifinals? That was the finals?
It was the finals.
It was against the Islanders?
Yeah.
Was it Mike Bossy that was offsides?
I believe so. The problem was, and what made it so bad, was the play was right at Stickle's feet. And puck was 2 feet offsides. I don't know how in the world you missed that, but he did.
Terrible call. I agree with you. Terrible call. All right, you're in the mix. All right, thanks, Todd. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. The question for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers is the worst officiated call. And check all the great things out at the Bruno Brothers at thebruno.com. Catering for the holidays, not for Christmas, but Thanksgiving. They got all the stuff you need. But that's the question to win the $100 gift certificate. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. The time now is 8:38. Here's what's happening at the Borgata. There's always so many things happening at the Borgata. You deserve a getaway. I think we all do, especially coming to the end of the year. And the getaway experience.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.